ninth parak of Menachas, ninth Mishnah. Choyme b'smicha b'tnufa. Certain ways, smicha is more stringent than tnufa, but tnufa b'smicha, in other ways, tnufa is waving a certain type of kabonis. It's more stringent than smicha, which is putting one's hands on the head of the korban, around the korban. She'echad meinu v'chol ha'chaveirim. As far as tnufa is concerned, you could have one person doing the tnufa with the entire group. If there's a group of people bringing a korban that needs smicha, they all have to do the smicha. In what way do we see that tnufa is more? Waving korbanos, there are certain korbanos yachin that have it. For example, every shlomim has the chos of a shoik. After shechted, two parts of the animal are waved and given to the Kohanim. And it's also noigin korbanos tzibur. Chayim, shchutim, it's also tenufa, some korbanos, the waving is done when it's alive, like kvosim that brought by Shavuos, gives the aseris, the brought with the shnei lechem, you wave them when they're alive. And we saw the chos of a shoik is after shechted. Those kibbutz says the ones that Kvasan brought on Shavuos also you wave them after the shechted. The waving of the korbanos is sometimes also on breads of a korban, menachos. Hashenken b'smicha, smicha is only done on animals, not another type of korbanos. Yeah.